shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news we're following right now at 4:30. Rescue efforts are underway after a major bridge in Baltimore collapsed after being struck by a ship. Look at this video. Ken Smith will join us from the WRAL Live Center with this developing story.
And it's a chilly start this morning. We're sitting at freezing in Roxboro, but we are about to change our weather pattern. We're looking at some wetter conditions starting tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will make a joint visit to the Triangle here today. I'll share where they're stopping and what we're expecting from this visit.
And the fate of the abortion pill lies with the Supreme Court. We'll tell you about the hearing happening today that could affect the availability of the abortion pill, mifepristone.
Also, the Wolfpack women headed to the Sweet 16 on the basketball court. We have highlights from their game against the Tennessee Volunteers. All that and much more headed your way here early on a Tuesday morning at 4:31 right now. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu. Yeah, we have a lot to get to this morning, including that breaking news in Baltimore. But first, we have to get over to Elizabeth Gardner. She has our forecast for today. Chilly now, but it's going to warm up much like yesterday.
Very similar to yesterday. We'll see a little bit more cloud cover than we did yesterday during the afternoon. But we did see some clouds yesterday. 38 is our current temperature. So it's, you know, it's chilly out there. Wind is still northeast at about 5 miles per hour. We take a look at our temperatures. 32 in Roxboro, it's 43 in Southern Pines and Fayetteville, 38 Rocky Mount, and 38 around the Triangle area. Our temperatures this afternoon will climb on up into the mid to upper 60s. It is mostly clear at the moment, but we will see a bit more cloud cover later on this afternoon. Our lunchtime temperatures are in the mid 50s, just like yesterday, and then mid 60s this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy. Let's take a look at this big system that's headed our way. It is producing some severe thunderstorms, even some tornado warnings as it moves through the deep south. Some of that's begun to taper off just a little bit, but we're going to see some significant rainfall with this. We may have a few storms, but not expecting anything severe. For tomorrow morning, we'll see just some scattered light showers, and then as we get into the afternoon, we'll see more of that developing, and it's going to be wet on and off during the day tomorrow. It's really Thursday that we're looking at some very heavy rain to start the day, and then that heavier rain shifts eastward as we head into the afternoon. Coming up, we're going to talk about how much rain we'll see from both those days.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. And we are following some breaking news in Baltimore right now, where rescue efforts are underway after a major bridge collapse there. Ken Smith joins us now from the Live Center. Ken, this is the Francis Scott Key Bridge that extends over the harbor there.
It is. And if you've ever spent any time driving up I-95, you have been on the Scott Key Bridge. Let's take you right to these live pictures, courtesy of our affiliate station, the Chopper, that's been in the air now for the last several hours, overlooking the Scott Key Bridge. This is a 1.6 mile four-lane bridge that spans the Baltimore Harbor. Of course, it collapsed early morning hours this morning after it was struck by a large ship. This is a rather busy port around this bridge. It's unclear if anyone was hurt. We're working to find out exactly what happened. We know that there were cars on that bridge when it collapsed. We also know this bridge extends over the Patapsco River and serves as an outermost crossing of the Baltimore Harbor. It's that essential link between over that harbor that connects that city. We will be monitoring the story throughout the morning, bringing you any updated information here in the WRAL Live Center.
Ken, thanks for that update. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Raleigh today. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning. And Laura, what can we expect from this visit?
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Yes, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will make this trip together to North Carolina today. Behind me here at the Chavis Community Center, you can see some of the screening tents already set up, and that's because today they're expected to stop here and make some remarks at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I want you to take a look at some of this video of some of the preparations they made here yesterday ahead of this rare joint visit. Security sweeps were underway and barricades were set up to begin blocking off parking. After the scheduled remarks here, the president and vice president will participate in a campaign reception at 5:30. It's a private fundraiser event, with the lowest donation to attend that fundraiser at $3,300. And WREL, of course, will provide some full team coverage, live streaming each of the stops they're expected to make today. And coming up at 5, we'll share more details about what the president and VP are expected to cover in their remarks today, as well as hearing from the senior advisor to the president. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
A man is in the hospital after being stabbed on Newbern Avenue in Raleigh. This is video from the WREL breaking news tracker. Police responded to a call about a fight between two men outside Church's Chicken last night. They found a man had been stabbed in the arm and thigh. He is expected to be okay. Nobody is in custody.
Today we'll learn more about the plans to spruce up Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. WREL's Kelsey Confey joins us live this morning from there. And Kelsey, tell us about the next steps in this revitalization plan.
Jeff, city leaders have two goals for today. They'll be assessing how much money they have to work with for this project and then what exactly they're going to do with it. And part of that plan is to get rid of old newspaper stands like this and change the design of the sidewalks. We'll give you a look now at the reimagined version of Fayetteville Street. The goal is to make it known as North Carolina's Main Street. Here's another look at those plans. It includes more walkable space, greenery, and outdoor seating. This is all a part of a larger plan to bring new life to the area. It has recommendations for celebrating the Black Business District, plus adding options for arts, entertainment, and housing.
Some of the recommendations can happen now, right? And so that's some of what the committee is looking at is, hey, what can we do now that would be impactful and we can get things going in the next few months and you'd start to see changes? There's other things that will take years. Adding more housing takes years.
That was Bill King. He's the president and CEO of the Downtown Raleigh Alliance. He says the next step after today is to have the plans approved by the full city council at their next meeting. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Today, UNC law students are calling for the Raleigh Police Department to release body camera footage from a raid on a family home. They say that raid came through the wrong door and the family was traumatized as a result. The raid happened in April of 2021 at the home of Amir Abdoud. His parents, his pregnant wife, Marion, and their 11-month-old son were there. This is video from a security camera outside the home. According to the suit, RPD officers used a quick knock warrant and busted down the front door before pointing guns at the family. The suit claims officers realized several minutes later that they had the wrong person and the wrong house. The person of interest was a neighbor, the only other Arab man in the neighborhood. The suit claims the wrongful raid was a result of racial discrimination.
Tonight, Duke healthcare workers will rally in a call for peace in Gaza. A group called Triangle Healthcare Workers for Palestine will gather together tonight. They want Duke Health to publicly call for a ceasefire in Gaza. More than 200 workers signed a petition and delivered it to Duke Health's CEO earlier this month. The vigil is happening at 7 outside Duke University Hospital in Durham. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments about the availability of the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices will hear arguments today about whether the FDA was outside its authority when it made it easier for women to get the pill. A group called the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine is suing the FDA. Other doctors and anti-abortion groups have joined in. Supporters of the drug, including the American Medical Association, say it is extremely safe. The FDA approved the drug more than 20 years ago.
According to a recent study from CNBC, to live comfortably, you should be making enough to spend 50% of your income on necessities like housing. 30% of your spending can be on discretionary items like travel and entertainment, and you should still have 20% of your income left to put into savings or investments. And according to personal finance website Smart Asset, Raleigh is the 23rd most expensive place in the country to make that all happen. The study found a single person in Raleigh needs an income of more than $102,000 a year to meet the living comfortably goal. WREL spoke with graduating seniors at NC State who told us cost of living plays a big role when choosing a field of study.
I don't think I would have chosen a degree where I didn't know I could have like a guaranteed at least like 70, 80 coming out, especially like inflation and like cost of living going up.
And you can visit WREL.com to find a list of the salaries needed to reach the living comfortably goals in other cities in North Carolina and around the country.
NC State women's basketball is moving on to the Sweet 16. The Wolfpack led by as many as 20 points in this second round matchup with Tennessee at Reynolds Coliseum Monday. Lady Volunteers fought back to make it close, but the Pack held them off in the end. 79-72 winners. NC State will now head to Portland, Oregon for the next round of the tournament. They'll play Stanford there on Friday. All three Triangle teams on the men's side made it to the Sweet 16. WREL will take you there. Pat Welter following the Tar Heels in California. Chris Lee will be in Dallas with NC State and Duke. The games start Thursday, and that's when UNC takes on Alabama in Los Angeles. That is 9:40 at night. And on Friday, NC State plays Marquette. 7:09 tip-off for that. It's Duke versus Houston at 9:39 on that side as well. Our live coverage of it all starts Wednesday here on WREL tomorrow.
The Powerball jackpot is almost at $1 billion after no one hit the numbers during last night's drawing again. Here's a look at those winning numbers. 7, 11, 19, 53, 68. The Powerball is 23. The Power Play is 2. You can watch tomorrow night's drawing right here on WREL before our 11 o'clock news. And the Mega Millions jackpot is already over $1 billion. Your next chance to be a billionaire is in tonight's drawing, live at 11 on WREL.
LA Dodgers pitcher Shohei Ohtani is speaking out after his interpreter was accused of stealing money from him to place sports bets.
Just on a personal note, I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
We'll hear from him about the moment he learned about the theft.
And a woman who spent her life fighting for human rights is being honored by her community. We'll show you how the Fayetteville community joined together to celebrate this 97-year-old.
And we'll give you this live look at North Hills right now. Another chilly morning, and meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner also tracking some rain in our forecast. We'll time that out next.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44 and it's a quiet start this morning. We take a live look at Apex and it is all dry. But this time tomorrow, we'll likely see some scattered showers. That rain will be heaviest Wednesday night into the first half of Thursday. Right now, temperatures are chilly and we are near freezing in a few spots. 33 in Tarboro, 32 Lewisburg. So in a few places, there could be some patchy frost this morning. We also have some 40s showing up on the map. 43 in Southern Pines, 43 Fayetteville, and 40 degrees in Irwin. If you're headed out for a little fitness this morning, it's chilly with temperatures in the upper 30s. To around 40 and still pretty cool at lunchtime, like yesterday will be in the mid 50s. But we're in the mid 60s for the afternoon. It is likely to be a bit cloudier this afternoon. And of course, we're about to move into a very wet pattern. I'll show you how much rain to expect coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A person was killed after being pushed in front of a moving New York City subway train. It happened around 7 o'clock last night. The 45-year-old man was pushed by another man onto the tracks in an unprovoked attack. The train was unable to stop in time and struck and killed the man. He has not been identified. The suspect was taken into custody.
Today, a court in London will rule on whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will get a final appeal to challenge extradition to the U.S. on espionage charges. The judges will release the ruling sometime this morning. If he does not get the right to appeal, he could be sent to the U.S. to face charges, though his lawyers are likely to ask European Court of Human Rights to block any transfer like that. Assange is wanted in the U.S. on 18 charges, including breaking espionage laws. Those came after WikiLeaks released thousands of secret government files. Assange has denied any wrongdoing.
Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Shohei Ohtani is speaking out for the first time since his former interpreter became wrapped up in a sports gambling scandal. Ohtani, along with his current translator, addressed the media at Dodger Stadium yesterday. Ohtani says that he is saddened and shocked and that he has never bet on sports or used a bookmarker. This comes after allegations surfaced that his former interpreter stole millions of dollars from Ohtani's account to place bets. Ohtani explained that he first learned of the situation during a team meeting in South Korea last week as the Dodgers opened the MLB season.
In conclusion, I do want to make it clear that I never bet on sports or have willfully sent money to the bookmaker.
No charges have been brought at this time. The IRS is investigating Ohtani's former interpreter. The MLB is also investigating.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill banning social media accounts for kids under the age of 14. Under this law, 15 and 16-year-olds in Florida can get social media accounts with parental consent. DeSantis says the bill gives parents a greater ability to protect their kids. The bill will go into effect next year. It's expected to face legal challenges, though, from the tech industry.
Starting next month, drivers can expect a detour in downtown Wilson. A part of Nash Street will be closed for most of next month. Crews will be working to replace pipes that will improve the flow of water. The work will affect three intersections, Raleigh Road Parkway, Cone Street North, and Lucas Avenue North. Each intersection will close one at a time. There will be a detour sign to help drivers around the construction.
Ora Mobley Sweeting has spent a lifetime fighting for human rights, and now as she turns 97 years old, her community in Fayetteville is honoring her hard work. They came together Monday for a big birthday celebration for Sweeting. In her younger days, she was forced to move to New York after teaching black history to students in Whiteville, North Carolina. Her family was afraid her activism was going to be met with violence from the KKK. In New York, she formed the Central Harlem Mothers Association to fight for educational rights for the black community. She was on the school board for years in Harlem. She was arrested for lying down in the streets between kitchen chairs, protesting the lack of crosswalks near the community's black school.
By the time I get downstairs, she has her legs wrapped around the policeman and is beating him on his back because he stepped over her and said, "Get up." And she said, "When you stepped over me, you stepped over every mother in Harlem."
Sweeting's many accomplishments are being turned into a documentary produced by Fayetteville State University. The school got a grant from the North Carolina Humanity Council to start the documentary, but it needs help completing the project. Go to WRL.com to find out how you can help.
Wow, what a woman. Don't mess with her. Uh-uh. My goodness. All right, let's go over to Elizabeth Gardner. She has an update on our forecast, what we can expect for today. Much like yesterday, Elizabeth, starting off cool, but we'll see some warmer temperatures later.
We will climb into the mid-60s this afternoon, so it'll be a comfortable day, just like it was yesterday. This morning, temperatures aren't quite as cold as yesterday. We're looking at upper 30s to mid-40s. 32 is our dew point, so a little bit of moisture in the atmosphere, enough that if you are one of those places where temperatures drop down to freezing, you're probably going to have a little frost on the windshields. It'll still be chilly at lunchtime in the 50s, but we climb into the mid-60s for highs this afternoon. Some 30s on the map, especially in our northern counties. 32 in Lewisburg. It's 32 in Henderson and 34 in Roxborough. It's 42 in Siler City, 36 Goldsboro, 38 in Rocky Mount. We head to the south. Things a little warmer here. 36 Sanford, 43 Fayetteville and Southern Pines, 34 though in Smithfield, 41 in Clinton. So it's a chilly morning. We'll see a high of 64 in Raleigh and Durham, 65 in Fayetteville. So a comfortable afternoon on the way. And our temperature remain close to normal all the way through the end of the work week. 66 is normal. We do see temperatures falling a little bit by midweek. We'll see some scattered showers tomorrow with a high of 61 and then some fairly heavy rain Wednesday night into the first half of Thursday. That's going to keep our temperatures pretty chilly in the 50s. But you see what happens Saturday, 74. We're looking at a very warm weekend. With these mild conditions and no rain in the last few days, the pollen counts have gone to very high for trees, mulberry and pine, you know, the pine pollen. It's that yellow pine pollen that makes such a mess around the area. We're going to see it. People keep asking me, how much longer for the pine pollen? Probably at least three more weeks, I would say. It lasts a long time. This is a system that arrives tomorrow, and it has produced some severe weather along the lower Mississippi Valley, some severe thunderstorm warnings and some tornado warnings. I'm not expecting us to see anything severe. We're going to see cooler temperatures and a more stable atmosphere as this rolls in, but we are likely to see a few scattered showers during the morning commute. You can see that rain between 6 and 9 a.m. That pushes eastward, and it'll just be scattered through the afternoon. Once we get into Wednesday night, though, we start to see that rain picking up in intensity. There's 10 p.m. There's 3 a.m. So early on Thursday morning, into about the middle of the day, we'll see some heavier rain, and it'll be heavier from the Triangle area eastward. Coming up, we'll take a look at how much rain and who has the best chance of seeing any flooding. We look ahead to the weekend, and it still looks fantastic. Sunday, sunrise at 51 degrees. And then by lunchtime, we're looking at 70 with lots of sunshine. Saturday looks really pretty, too. So the weekend will feature highs in the 70s with plenty of sunshine.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Actress Rebel Wilson is accusing another actor, Sacha Baron Cohen, of trying to stop the release of her upcoming memoir. We're going to give you the reason. She says he does not want the book to come out and his response to those claims.
And if you're still planning a summer getaway, you now have more flight options at RDU. We'll tell you which airlines just added new destinations.